Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Bert is with us. Bert Bertonis in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vincent. Glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me to teach class on National Edge Day, October 17th, every year.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that, Vince.
You're certainly welcome. And what does that mean?
Well, you really don't know? Okay. Well, National Edge Day, it started in 1999. It was originally a youth movement, and it was teaching people to refrain from using alcohol, tobacco, and recreational drugs on the day in order to live a clean lifestyle. It actually, believe it or not, Vince, it actually came out of the punk rock movement, and they there were a bunch of bands that said, we need to teach our followers to have a clean lifestyle, and some people also include this for no junk food, and basically, Vince, it's about living a healthy lifestyle and having a healthy life. So I myself do not smoke anything, and I was planning to meet someone for dinner. I have a big day scheduled, starting with class this morning, and up here, sun's not even up yet, Vince, but I was hoping to have a glass of wine at dinner, but I'll, you know what? I'll think about that now, because this sounds like a great movement, Vince. It's held every October 17th, and it's basically to promote youth and really everybody, but it started as a punk rock youth movement to live a clean lifestyle and enjoy life in a healthy way. So that's what it's all about. You can look it up, just, you know, Google
it. It started in Boston, and as you said, 1999, October 17th, 1999, in Boston, Massachusetts. And so it's a great thing. As a matter of fact, Bert, to celebrate National Edge Day, in class it's spelled E-D-G-E, National Edge Day, to celebrate, I used a coffee filter today to brew coffee with a Black & Decker electric coffee maker. Now, when you talk about, you know, substances, you know, smoking and alcohol, et cetera, you might want to include caffeine in there. And here's something that, you know, we talked about for several years. You can use a screen coffee filter. They have a name, there's a brand called Gold, G-O-L-D, space Tone, T-O-N-E. They're available for maybe $5, $6, or $7, and they'll fit a standard coffee maker, and you can reuse them for years, you know, if you're careful with them. And so it's a fine stainless steel screen, gold, probably gold-plated, very, very thin layer of gold. But they work great. But one thing they don't do is they don't filter out the caffeine. So for today, I started using a paper coffee filter, which does filter out caffeine. So to celebrate National Edge Day, that's what I did. And, you know, it's kind of a relationship that I have with the coffee filter, the reusable one. I love it. It leaves some sludge in the bottom of the coffee pot, but the caffeine goes through. So I've decided to cut caffeine, and I use decaffeinated coffee. But now I'm experimenting with paper filters, which we got off paper filters for years. But if I want to be off caffeine completely, and we have 97% caffeine-free decaffeinated ground coffee, I'm going to have to use a paper filter to get more of the caffeine out. So that would be like a fat. So I just wanted to share that with you. I am participating in National Edge Day.
Yeah. Vince, I think coffee's kind of optional. I'm not sure I would have made it here today without a cup of coffee. Vince, I do have good news for people who are stressed out about this. In February, we have National Wine Day, and encourages everyone to have a glass of wine. So, and Vince, did you know National Battery Day was also in February, February 18th, and that's to encourage you to properly recycle your batteries. But more important, National Drink a Glass of Wine Day is coming up February 18th.
Bert, do you think Elon Musk knows about National Battery Day?
Well, I think the problem would be there would be so many batteries to recycle, we'd be overwhelmed. So maybe we don't tell him yet because we got to ease him into it because he might overwhelm the battery recycling. We've talked before in class, and I say it funny, but it's a serious problem, Vince. We don't have a cost-effective way to recycle the massive batteries that go into EVs, and it's one of the problems. You know, it's a problem. How do we mine the elements? It's a problem. How do we manufacture? We've talked about a battery plant, Vince, going up in Kansas that requires so much energy to manufacture the batteries that they have to double the capacity of a coal-powered electrical generator plant. So think about that. They want to improve the environment by having more EVs, and you know there's some logic that says it could help because EVs operate more efficiently, so it's less energy if everything's done right. But Vince, they have no way to bring the electricity to this plant to make the batteries without expanding a nearby coal plant. So they're going to burn coal, which for class is probably, I mean, other than maybe burning raw wood, is probably about the worst thing you can burn to create electricity. In fact, Vince, I don't know if everybody knows this, burning coal releases radioactive elements, and they think it kills, and I'm not making this up, Vince, thousands of people a year get cancer, primarily lung cancer, from the air because of the radioactive elements that are in the air from coal plants. So there's way more radioactivity from the exhaust of coal-generating, electric-generating plants than ever died from, that we know of, from nuclear accidents at nuclear reactors, for instance. So coal plants, probably about the worst you could have. It's banned in California for many years. Many countries ban burning coal to produce electricity, but they are going to double the capacity of this plant to make electric batteries for the Panasonic company. Part of them getting a grant from the U.S. government was that they manufactured in the United States, so they looked around, they found this place, and the power company agreed to supply them the electricity. Vince, does that make sense to you or to class? Does that logic
based on my experience, what companies do, corporations do in the United States when they're going to do something really dangerous and stupid like this and harmful to the environment, they find an area where people are less educated. Now, I'm not saying that this place in Kentucky is dumb. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, I think
what I'm saying is,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Kansas. I'm not saying that they're dumb. But what I am saying is that I've seen this in the past. I've seen corporations do this, where they pollute the groundwater, they pollute the air, they place a dump on top of an aquifer, that kind of thing, where the people don't pay attention to, you know, the news. They don't read very much, that kind of an area. And, you know, when you talk about doubling the capacity of this power generation plant that's burning coal to begin with. What I'm thinking is, yes, some of that energy is for the factory to build the batteries, you know, the injection molding and that kind of thing. But what about the charging of the batteries? I'll bet you that's where the big percentage of the electricity is coming from. Because when they build the batteries, it's great, but they need them to be fully charged when they go out the door, right?
You know, I'm going to have to research that, Vince. I didn't even think of that. But to what extent do they pre-charge the batteries before sending them over to the assembly plant? That's a
well,
good
I've never
question.
I've never had a dead battery come to the farm. Any kind of, you know, whether it's a lead acid battery, or whether it's a nickel iron battery, or whether it's a lithium ion flashlight cell, or whether it's a Bofang two-way radio walkie-talkie battery pack. They are always charged. Now, well, they lose their charge over time, but
yeah,
they always have a charge in them. So they have been charged. And I'm thinking in China they burn a lot of coal. So fortunately for those who want to get sick, China is more than making up for the coal plants that we are decommissioning here in the United States. They're building as fast as can be.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The only good news is, well, not so good for Japan because they're in the wind. But the only good news is the wind prevails to in the northern hemisphere to blow from the west. So most of that smoke gets dissipated into the, you know, through rainstorms and weather into the Pacific Ocean. Not so good for people that live off the east coast of China because of those winds. And I know in particular it's been a problem in Japan for quite some time since China's reindustrialized, or let's just say industrialized, that they suffer massive pollution from China in the Japanese islands. And I've been there and I can attest to it. It's a daily problem.
Bert, in the 30s, we had a dust bowl in the United States. And it was because of the modern farming techniques, you know, rip up the land with plows and tractors and then plant and fertilize. And what happened was the native grasses were ripped up, and native grasses prevented erosion and the wind from blowing the topsoil, you know, off the land. And so what happened was that prevailing wind that you're talking about that comes from the west came from California, blew across the mid part of the country, Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, and blew the topsoil because there was a drought and, you know, very little moisture at that moment in history, and not a substantial amount of grasses to hold back the soil. The wind picked up the soil and blew it as far as Massachusetts. So when you talk about the wind blowing, I mean, this is heavy particles. This is topsoil. We're not talking about little microscopic particles of radioactivity. We're talking about heavy, like sand. It blew it all the way to Massachusetts on the East Coast. So we're talking, you know, maybe 1,200, 1,300 miles. So when China has these coal-burning power plants, we're all breathing that same air. Just maybe not the day that it came out of the smokestack, but several days later, we get the chance to breathe it. And that radioactivity goes round and round and round the planet until gravity pulls it down to the ground. Then we get to drink it and eat it and drive through it. So Bert will be right back with us. This is USA Prepares, please. And don't touch that dial.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, Bert, cost of everything's going up, and you know, the government tells us that it's not going up that much. It's 5.6% inflation. Absolutely not true. And I have an exclamation point to prove it. About a year ago, a little less than a year ago, we bought some lime. As a matter of fact, this year. We bought some lime, and we bought a couple hundred thousand pounds of lime. And when it's hauled in a big dump truck, they charge you by the load. So a load from the quarry to our farm was $110 per load if you buy a bunch of loads. So we tie up a dump truck for probably 2 days, literally. So they consider us a pretty significant customer. And so we got this 10 loads of lime at $110 a load just to deliver it. That's not the cost of the lime. That's just the delivery fee. Today, that lime is $150 to deliver it. That's 36% more in 1 year. So when we talk about inflation being 5.6% or something like that, it's nonsense. And what that really translates to at the grocery store, you know, if we have to put lime on our fields to act as a catalyst to release the nutrients from the soil into the grass that the cows eat, that 36% is going to move through the supply chain and increase the price the customers are paying. That's just one ingredient. So if you're wondering what's going on, class, I think it's not fuel, because fuel's come down. Diesel has come down a little bit. It's about $4. Around $4.25, somewhere in there, depending on which station you buy it at today, here in Missouri. But, and it was higher than that, more like $4.50, $4.75, you know, a year ago, let's say. But the price of fuel has come down, but the price of hauling has gone up. So where did this come from? I believe the increase has come from the cost of the machinery, the cost of the maintenance of the machinery, and the cost of the labor to drive that machinery. I think that's where it is, because it's not in the fuel. So this is a big problem, Bert, and I just want to share it with the class, an exclamation point, because where is lime used? Well, it's used for fertilizing fields for wheat, corn, and rye, and barley, and everything, okay?
Where it really came from, Vince, was the government trying to manipulate the economy. And this has, you know, basically been proven over and over again in our country and other countries, that too much money chasing too few goods. So we had supply constraints at the same time. We had abnormally low interest rates, and the government was literally, I mean, it sounds funny, but literally giving money away to people. So no surprise, we have inflation. You don't hear anybody talking about new monetary theory anymore. That was something going around 3 or 4 years ago where they said, oh, the government can print endless money because the United States is so stable and the dollar is so stable and we're the currency of last resort that the government can just keep printing money, issue bonds, and then have the Federal Reserve buy those bonds and hold them. And that's essentially the definition of printing money, and they call it quantitative easing, but it's printing money. And, well, what a surprise, Vince. We now find it doesn't work. No surprise. So, Vince, I do have some good news for you for class, Vince. You know, there's so many national days to go around. There's sometimes you find more than one in one day. And that's the case today because, believe it or not, today is National Mulligan Day, October 17th. So, Vince, for class, what that means is it's a term that comes from the game of golf. You get a second chance, or what we call a do-over. And if you're playing golf today, you're allowed to do over your shot. It's completely legal. And that's why you never see the PGA play on October 17th because the guys would be doing over their shots. But since today is National Mulligan Day, so maybe you can have a do-over on that line spreading and get a better price.
So I'm just going to go over to the guy who's hauling it and look up to him and sitting way up in the air, look up to his cab and say, Mulligan Day, National Mulligan Day. So how about dropping the price to maybe...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pisaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage, including children. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I
have got your take my when you go to the season? For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert, you remember the old story about the butcher, you know, the butcher shop where you'd go up, I'm talking about maybe the 1960s, and go to the small independent butcher shop, and sometimes the butcher would be accused of putting his thumb on the scale, meaning what that means, class, is you'd be looking at the front of the scale, and you'd say, I may have a pound of beef, and he'd put a piece of paper down on the scale, and then put some beef on there and keep adding it until he got to a pound. But sometimes they put their thumb on the scale to kind of push down so that it would read a pound, but you actually got maybe, you know, 9/10 of a pound. So they were cheating. You remember though, hearing about that, right, Bert?
Well, that's where the term came from, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So my grandmother had a scale, and A lot of people back then had them. This was probably in the 1930s. So she had a scale. And she would weigh, you know, after she bought it, she would check the weight to see if it was right when she got it home. And the reason I'm mentioning that is there's nothing new about this. It's like what happens when a manufacturer puts less in the package than the package says it has in it. Well, there's a guy selling hay, and hay is either 4 feet wide or 5 feet wide. I'm talking about a round bale of hay. And typically the size we buy would be 4 feet wide by 5 feet tall. And that's roughly about 800 pounds. Well, John Deere makes a baler. And the baler, you can set the size of the bale. You can say, well, I've got a bale that'll bale up to 6 feet tall. You know, 4 feet wide, 6 feet tall. Or you can set it to 4.5 feet tall, 5 feet, 4.5 feet tall, 4 feet. So you can set it to the height that you want. Now, the lower the height, the less the weight of the hay, the less hay that's in the bale. And there's a farmer in this area who advertised 5 foot wide bales. And we make 5 foot wide. So two sizes. The standard would be most people would buy a 4 foot wide baler. We have a 5 foot wide baler. And so he was selling 5 foot wide by 5 feet tall. But he set the baler to like 4 feet 2 inches. And so we went to look at the hay to buy hay, and we realized it, we took out our Stanley tape measure, and it's 4 feet 2 inches. So what I'm saying is there's all kinds of cheating going on. So he's advertising it as a 5 foot by 5 foot, just baled in the hay. It hasn't shrunk at all. It was, you know, baled like 2 days ago, and by right out of the field. But he's cheating. He's lying about the size of the hay. And so when we called him on it, you know, out in the field, we looked at it. And when I say yeah. called him, we said, hey, that's not 5 feet tall. He said, well, you know, it's a baler that that John Deere says it's a baler that goes to 5 feet. Yeah, but you have it set for 4 feet 2 inches. So caveat emptor, buyer beware class. Buyer yeah. beware. Check.
So what happened? Did you report him? Did you take the hay? Did you pay him?
No.
Or did you go somewhere else for your hay?
Well, I think most of the above. I reported him because he's selling, you know, he's selling underweight hay, and we didn't buy it. And so, you know, when we talked to other farmers who are looking for hay, do you know where there's any hay? Well, you know, no, except for this one guy who, you know, sells 4 foot two bales as 5 footers. So, you know, I guess not every farmer is going to go out there with a tape measure, but we just happen to have one in the truck all the time anyway. So it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Our son bought a pizza, actually two pizzas, and they were doing something nice for mom and dad, and happened to be in the big city, Springfield. So they sell a pizza at Sam's Club for $8.99. That's a great, great value, it really is. And it's a delicious pizza. It's very rare that we'd have one of those. And he brought it home, and I opened the box, and he said, here's dinner. I said, great. Do they have them with sauce? So whoever's making a pizza forgot to put the sauce on it. Had the cheese, had the crust, you know.
Was it cooked?
No sauce.
Was it baked?
Yeah, they have an oven that has a conveyor belt, and they just throw the pizza, take it out of the refrigerator. So I guess somebody makes them in the morning at Sam's Club, and then they have them in the refrigerator, and then they put them on this conveyor belt, and they heat them up. But so I called the management of Sam's Club, and I said, just want to let you know that whoever's making the pizzas, I guess he didn't know about the sauce. And he said, are you serious? I said, yeah, absolutely, I'm serious.
What about the guy boxing them?
I guess nobody's paying attention, Bert. I guess that's it. So what they did was they said, well, just tell them so-and-so said to replace those two pizzas. And so they said, you know, we'll get two replacements. But the point is, what would most people do? Would they just say, no sauce and just throw it away? Or would they say no sauce and eat it? Or would they say no sauce and complain?
Oh, I'd bring it back and show it to them.
Yeah, but it's 120 miles.
Oh. So then how could you even get your pizza replaced? You'd have to drive 120 miles to get a new pizza.
Yeah, like, you know, next time we go to the big city, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
We make our trips count, so we don't go very often.
Yeah.
So, for example, if we have a hydraulic cylinder, if we need to get replacement parts for it, we'll drive into the big city. If we don't have the parts already here at the farm, we'll drive into, you know, Springfield, Missouri, and we make the trip count. So, you know, we'll go to, you know, supermarket and Sam's Club and get, you know, some provisions, that kind of thing. But you have
a big kitchen. You must have had a can of tomato sauce up there somewhere.
What a great idea. So open the box. We have spaghetti sauce here, yes. Just pour it on top of the cheese, right?
Well, I mean...
Peel the cheese off. Oh, peel the cheese off and then put the sauce on and then put the cheese
back. You know what I would do? I'd put the sauce over everything and then put some more cheese on top and then bake it. But then at that point, you might as well be making your own pizza, but... That's what I would do. So then you'd have lots of cheese and sauce. Put on the cheese. Actually, I'd put the cheese on, bake it, and then pour some sauce on, maybe, or one or the other. But put it back in the oven, maybe on grill, so it comes out of the top, so you can get that cheese melted over and heat the sauce up. Because I'm guessing the dough of the pizza is probably already, you know, well cooked. So I put it on the grill setting.
Well, here's why I complained, for many reasons. One, we didn't get what we paid for. That's number one. Number two, if nobody complained, they'd keep making them like that, right? They would keep making and selling them like that. And then what would happen is people would say, oh, man, Sam's has the worst pizza. You know, there's like three main ingredients, you know, the dough, the sauce, and the cheese. They're only using two now. They're only using the dough and the cheese. And their sales would fall. So I have this mixed feeling relationship with Sam's. It's better than most resellers, but it's not the Sam's that it used to be. It's nowhere near as good as it used to be. They don't have the inventory. They don't have the quality. And I called management of Sam's and I said, they asked what my opinion was. And I lambasted them, you know, on the internet. And so I got a call from the management of Sam's, and they said, so what's up? And I said, well, you guys are falling down. You guys, you don't have good buyers. You know, when Sears Roebuck and Company would buy appliances, they would have a good, better, and best. And they would have buyers who knew what in the heck they were buying so that the customer would have a good product. I said, I don't think your buyers are paying attention. You don't have the quality of items. You don't have the that you used to have. You don't. Where are the appliances? You know, how come you don't have appliances on the showroom floor? How come? And the reason I talked to an in-person manager many years ago, I said, so where are the appliances? And he said, well, you know, the problem is it's not so much the appliances; it's the people that operate the forklifts. They seem to put that spear through the front of the cabinets. And so they have the quality of the handling of the appliances that they get into the store, they bust them up. So it's so much damage, they stop selling appliances. Can you imagine that? That's because of these morons that they hire. It's true. It's absolutely true. Burr, what's next?
Well, Vince, talk about complaining. Nobody's complaining because it's kind of boiling up slowly, but the sky is filling up with low Earth orbit communication satellites, mainly from, it's called LEO, mainly from a company called Starlink. Vince, we already have over 5,000 satellites up. They're planning to go to as high as 42,000 satellites. And Vince, it's blocking your ability to look up at space, especially during sunrise and sunset. And more importantly, it's going to create fragments because all satellites come down to Earth. And Vince, the FAA has done a study that just came out, and their study, and there's a lot of math, and, you know, it's hard to get these things perfect, but they conclude that your chance of getting hit and killed, or somebody getting hit and killed by a satellite fragment, is going to rise to 61% every year. In other words, somebody somewhere will get hit by a fragment from a LEO satellite and die 61%. Of course, it doesn't mean it's going to be you, but it means it's going to be someone. And nobody seems to be paying attention in the FAA's vault. They're planning to let them go all the way up to 40. This is one company, 42,000 satellites. I'm not sure why we need that many, but I guess they spread out and they are in low Earth orbit. So, Vince, could you imagine 42,000 satellites over your head? Wow.
I heard somebody, he said Starlink.
Yeah.
It's Elon Musk's company, right?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say in the media that he's the most dangerous person on the planet. Do you
hear that? I think that was you, Vince.
Oh. Well, that's my opinion. And my opinion, he's the most dangerous person on the planet. And Bert, this is absolutely positively true. And everything that we say here is true. But don't believe it, class. Even though it's true, don't believe anything we say. Yesterday,
well,
I was,
do your own research. You know,
make up your own mind. Yeah, yeah. Yesterday, I was out with Bam. We spent the day, and we picked up a hay baler, some farm equipment. Met a really nice guy, and you know, there are a few really nice people, genuinely nice people left. And it was a heavy baler. It'd go 5 feet wide by 6 feet tall. It was a big baler. And we needed a spare baler, so that's what we bought. And we got it home, and the guy called and said, "Y'all get home okay? Just want to make sure you got home okay." How often does that happen? It was a long, long trip, you know, it was a couple hours. That was nice. But then the next part of the afternoon, we're picking some up other equipment. I'll tell you that story when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Bert, you know, talking about satellites. And so, the second half of yesterday, after the broadcast, Bam and I were picking up some farm equipment and also some generator-type equipment. And it was toward the end of the day, and it was getting dark. And we saw the streak across the sky. Now, it was slow-moving, relatively, you know, compared to a meteorite. Slow-moving, and it was a trail of white light. And it burned up. Now, it was traveling horizontally, slowly. Faster than an airplane, but slower than a meteorite. I believe it was a satellite re-entering the lower atmosphere. And the friction traveling through the air heated it up and burned it up. So, in February of 2022, there were reports in the media about SpaceX. That's Elon Musk's company. He had 40 Starlink satellites burn up, and because there was a space storm, and it burned up the satellites, and when that happens, they fall to Earth. So, you know, we're 42,000 satellites. They're all going to come down. They're all coming down, and we've reported this for years, literally, that this is going to happen, and here it is.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, Ben,
because
we're going into a solar cycle peak in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So who allows this nonsense to go on? You know, these private companies littering the ocean. Oceans, private companies littering the land, private companies littering the air, private companies littering the sky, private companies littering space and outer space. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous, and it needs to stop. It's the dumbest thing. I mean, people are allowing a few wealthy billionaires to burn holes through the atmosphere for their own riches and gains. Greed. Insatiable greed. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And I can't think of one thing that Starlink is absolutely necessary for. I can't think of one thing that it's worth burning our precious oxygen when we launch these rockets. I don't care how efficient these rockets are. It's not necessary. Nobody needs it. Nobody needs to download a movie in minutes. Nobody.
Well, Vince, I have a story of one spaceship that... here's one story that may be worthwhile, Vince. In 2016, we launched a rocket and sent a spacecraft called Arias REX. Vince, we sent it to rendezvous with an asteroid called Bennu. It was a 500-meter-wide asteroid. Well, Vince, it got there 2 years later in 2018, and this spaceship that we launched from NASA spent 2 years hanging out on this asteroid. And I'm not sure everything it was doing, but it was digging holes and doing scientific tests. And, you know, there's no atmosphere, but it's a satellite, Vince, so it doesn't have to breathe. It probably needs a little sun for some solar panels, but that's about it. So Vince had spent 2 years hanging out on this pretty big asteroid and collecting samples and doing scientific analysis. And Vince, then it launched itself from the asteroid back to Earth, and it just came back, Vince, and it's pretty amazing. I don't think a lot of people know about this story, but Vince, they've analyzed the samples that it took from the asteroid, and as far as I'm concerned, this should be headline news. They found the precursors of life in the sample material that it collected. It took 2 years to come back to Earth. And, well, Vince, they found carbon and other carbon-related material that they said, well, it could, if it landed on a planet, it could seed and create life. And so they didn't actually find any living organisms, but, I mean, how could you live on an asteroid in a vacuum? And they didn't find any fossils, but they did find the precursors of life, very carbon-rich, and they're still analyzing it, Vince, but I think it's fascinating.
So do you think it's worth burning up the oxygen in the atmosphere to do these kinds of things?
I think in that case it is. They found water, they found carbon, and they found the building blocks of life.
Okay.
So.
How about flying to, I don't know, Orlando or going to Disney? Is it worth burning up the oxygen for that?
Maybe better drive.
Or maybe better stay home and not burn up the Earth's oxygen frivolously. Bert's with us. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.